Smitty, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Greg. How about you?
I'm doing fairly well. Now you are venturing into the ownership side of hockey at the Alberta Junior Hockey level with Spruce Grove, which being a very successful franchise. Yeah. Tell us what got you interested and ultimately what made you make the decision.
Well, being a part of Dan and Lindsay LeKelt with the Stoney Plain Eagles, they own the Eagles, and they were venturing into getting on board with the Spruce Grove Saints. So they asked me if I would be on board with them, and Darren Myshak, and I thought, what a great opportunity to learn and grow and see the other side of the game from a different aspect. And they've been kind enough to have me on board. So I'm looking forward to a different adventure and a challenge for sure. But like you said, there is some great great tradition here with the Saints and the growth of the game itself out here and in this community is awesome.
Now, what type of owner are you going to be? You're not going to be like Joe McGrath in Slapshot looking to sell the team right away, are you, Smitty? Like, what type of owner are we going to expect from you?
Oh, you're going back to all these. I was listening to you and Chimmer earlier. You're going back to all these movies, I tell you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I do too. No, obviously, being a part of the ownership group here with the Saints, good young kids, you know, try to get to as many games as I can, be interacting with the players as much as I can, and lend my assistance as much as I can too. And you know, it's about growing not only in the game of on the ice, it's outside the game that I got to expand my mind too. You know, the sponsorships, the volunteers. The people that put the time and the efforts to come and sit down and watch the games, it's interacting with the fans. You know, I have a great deal of passion of playing the game, but I also have a great deal of passion of developing the game. And yes, that includes interacting with the players, but interacting with the fans also is a big deal.
Smitty, now that you're a part owner, have you approached the league yet to see if you can get some kind of rule where you're allowed to play?
No, I haven't. Are you talking with the Saints here? I think I'm a little too old for that.
Now, well, I'm guessing as an owner, you might allow hockey here because it seems in some of the amateur ranks now they're a little leery of guys having hair past the collar. Did you have a conversation with that that say that's allowed?
A little clean cut now, a little clean cut.
Yeah, a little too clean cut, in my opinion.
Yeah, it would be tough if the owner, one of the owners, has got long shaggy hair to tell them to be clean cut. No, we'll keep it above the shoulders for sure. And maybe 90, 10-90. Is that how it goes, Greg? So you know how it was.
Oh, no, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you don't have hair, so you wouldn't know.
But if you look this good, you don't need hair, right? That's how it goes.
All dressed up with no hair to go, buddy.
Now, has ownership, because I know you just got out of working with Hockey Canada a little bit on the scouting side of things. Now you're just checking out the ownership side of things. Do you have a kind of a plan on what you want to go? Do you just want to experience as much of the different sides of hockey before you make a decision moving forward?
You know, great question, Grace. You know, I think dealing with retiring 2 years ago, and, you know, you grieve through the first year and it's like a huge eye-opener. And then the second year, it's like setting in. And now it's the third year. It's like, okay, you know, what is my avenue? What's the next chapter? And, you know, I did have the fortunate to play a little bit last year with the Stoney Plain Eagles and get that kick again, that feeling of being on the ice. I do have a passion for the NHL and you know, being a part of the city, you know, I've talked with Bob Nicholson about numerous things, and we'll see how things transpire down the line. But right now, it's learning something new. You know, invest wisely, and hopefully, we can progress and see this chapter develop.
for this chapter with the Spruce Grove Saints. You guys had to make a pretty big change this year, and I know it was before you were on board, but Jason McKee leaves to go to the Vancouver Giants, and you guys end up hiring Mike Ringrose as your GM and head coach. What are your expectations, not just for him, but for the team as a whole this season?
Well, I think the history of them has spoke from themselves even more so recently. Obviously, Mike coming in is, as they're going through training camp and trying to define the team, what who's going to stick and who's going to go. But we feel that he's the best guy right now going forward, and he's got a lot of energy and is excited to take on this new chapter in his life. And, obviously it's all fresh and new to me, so I'm excited to get to some games and see how they go.
You mentioned you spoke to Bob Nicholson, Ryan. Now, having known you as well as I do for the last few seasons and seen you around different young players, you were always a kind of a student of the game, always had an upbeat attitude. Player personnel, like player development, seems like an obvious route for you. Is that something that you would consider? Would that be a route you'd want to go?
Yeah, I mean, we've had small talks about that. I don't want to get into too much there, Greg's, but I believe Bucky's heading it up right now. I've had numerous talks with Bucky, and I've had numerous talks with Bob. I do enjoy working with players, and I think it would be a good fit. But I'll leave that until we get everything ironed out.
Ryan Smith joins us. He joined the ownership group of the St. Albert Saints, or Spruce Grove Saints, official today. And when was the, obviously because you were playing pro for so long, you probably haven't been in an AJHL barn, but you join the most dominant team in the AJHL for a long, long time in Spruce Grove. So it's got to be fun going to a team that's a winner rather than going to one that you got to build all the way from the bottom.
Yeah, and sometimes, it's you look at it the other way too, Greg's. It's like you start from the bottom and then you grow it. But coming in on this at this side of it too is like we want to maintain that now. And, the excitement and the buzz around the Saints is great for the last little while, so we want to continue that. This little adventure is exciting to see and it all unfold, and hopefully they can maintain what they had last year.
Well, Ryan, congratulations on the new gig. We'll see you around some AJHL rinks this year.
Right on, Greg. Thanks for having me on.